One day, a shout was heard near Mount Safa, and everyone went outside to see what was going on. Umar Jamil said, "Do you know who is yelling at this hour?"
"I think it is Muhammad," Abu Lahab said.
Umar Jamil said, "Who is Muhammad? Is that your nephew?"
"Yes, it is him," Abu Lahab replied.
"He is saying strange things and showing strange behaviors," Umar Jamil said. "Go see what all this yelling is about."
All the tribes and elders of Mecca gathered near the mountain of Safa. Abu Lahab also went.
Abu Lahab said, "Muhammad, what's going on again?"
Prophet Muhammad replied, "If I tell you that enemy riders are coming to attack you, would you believe me?"
Some people shouted, "We have never heard a lie from you. You are Muhammad Amin. We will believe you."
Prophet Muhammad said, "I warn you of God's punishment. I tell you to leave the idols and worship the Lord, as the fire of hell is your enemy."
One day, Abu Talib was talking to some people in the market. His eyes fell on Prophet Muhammad, who loudly called for salvation and godliness. Abu Lahab told those around him, "Don't listen to him, he has gone mad."
Prophet Muhammad came to him and said, "Oh uncle, come to the path of righteousness and accept Islam." Abu Lahab picked up some stones from the ground and threw them at Prophet Muhammad's feet. Prophet Muhammad, without saying a word, continued to kindly invite people to salvation. People were surprised by the behavior of Abu Lahab. Blood started flowing from the Prophet's feet, but Abu Lahab didn't apologize. Instead, Abu Lahab laughed like crazy and clenched his teeth, saying,
"He is not the Prophet! He is a liar! I am his uncle and I don't believe him! He wants to mislead you! Be careful!"
The verses that Prophet Muhammad recited to the people of Mecca were being spread everywhere, and people used to come to hear his beautiful voice. However, Abu Lahab had appointed some people to tell everyone that came to see the Prophet to go meet the Prophet's uncle. So, every traveler who came to see Prophet Muhammad would be taken to Abu Lahab, and Abu Lahab and Umar Jamil would tell them that Prophet Muhammad had gone crazy. The travelers would say, "But what we heard from Prophet Muhammad is so beautiful and thoughtful, he cannot be insane." Umar Jamil would smile and say, "He was very smart and wise, but now he's insane." Then Abu Lahab would cry and say, "Please leave him alone, we are treating his madness." Thus they would leave without believing in Prophet Muhammad's message. When Umar Jamil and Abu Lahab succeeded in misleading travelers and enthusiasts to visit Muhammad, they were not overjoyed. Abu Lahab said, "We are spending so much money on this Muhammad business." Umar Jamil had a thick necklace full of diamonds. Abu Lahab looked at her necklace and said, "I swear, if I have to sell this necklace and spend it so that Muhammad cannot spread his religion, I will." Sometime later, a merchant saw Abu Lahab and said, "I heard that the God of Muhammad promised that you and Umar Jamil would go to hell." Abu Lahab laughed and said, "Wow, I'm so scared." When he got home, he told Umar Jamil that he was going to go to hell. Umar Jamil laughed and said, "We will see about that. We will make this world hell for Muhammad." Then they ate dinner and fell asleep. It was midnight when Abu Lahab woke up and shouted, "No!" Umar Jamil woke up and asked, "What's wrong with you?"
I saw you standing in a place with melted walls, screaming and crying on the hot floor," Abu Lahab shivered.
Weeks passed and Prophet Muhammad did not give up. Although there were many people who were against him, his followers were increasing day by day. Eventually, war broke out between the disbelievers of Quraysh and the Muslims, the War of Badr, a war that Abu Lahab did not fight because he thought that the polytheist army would easily defeat Prophet Muhammad and his followers in half a day. But that didn't happen. Abu Lahab waited in the city for the trumpet return of their army, but Abu Sufyan and his men returned home sadly. Abu Lahab went to Abu Sufyan and asked what happened.
"I had never seen such a thing before,"
said Abu Sufyan, who was shocked and disturbed.
One of the servants got up and said, "Abu Lahab, I saw it with my own eyes. I saw angels coming from heaven." "Shut up, you stupid slave. You have no right to speak."
Then Abu Lahab slapped him across the face. The owner of the servant grabbed the stick and hit it on Abu Lahab's head. Blood started flowing from Abu Lahab's head and he fell to the ground. A week later, Abu Lahab's body became infected and grains of plague ravaged his entire body. His body smelt of a stench that no one would dare to come near. Eventually, a few slaves were forced to take him out of the city and pour water on him. Abu Lahab was crying and yelling.
When his relatives and friends saw that he was not getting better, they threw stones at him from a distance until he was buried under a pile of rocks forever. And no one else saw the face of that horrid man ever again.